Well, welcome to Local Matters. Today, we've got a special guest to talk with us about education matters. Bobby Cox is director of Warren County Schools, and he came up from McMinnville. Actually, I guess you came from Nashville, to be perfectly honest.
Well, that's right.
To visit with us. So, Bobby, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Bell. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you do a lot of great work in Warren County. Many of our listeners may not know you, though. So, tell everybody a little bit about your background, about yourself, and where you went to school, and all kinds of stuff like
that.
Well,
I love to do that. I appreciate it. I'm a born and bred Warren Countyan. My parents came to Warren County. They're actually from North Alabama, and my dad played football at MTSU, and he came to Warren County to teach in 1950. So actually, that's how I got to Warren County, but I've lived there all my life. Went to school there, very fortunate to have went to college. I went to college at MTSU, got my my bachelor's degrees, but my graduate degrees are from Tech.
Hey, so, go Eagles.
There you go. So I've got both
you
spectrums
got Blue
covered.
Raiders and Eagle blood.
That's right. And then, came back to Warren County and taught, coached a little while, and went into the central office in 99. I was the truant officer for a while.
How about that?
Yeah. And then spent 3 years there. And then 10 years in curriculum and instruction, and then I've been finishing my 8th year as superintendent.
Wow. 8 years. I've known you that time, but I had no idea it had been eight years.
Right.
Well, tell us about Warren County Schools. What's happening and sort of how is the school year gone so far?
Well, it's going great. I mean, we've had a lot of had a good start and really had a lot of things that we're trying to move forward in our district. Really excited about some of our CTE programs that we've really worked hard to achieve and just received some pathways recognition, just like in Putnam County and some
pathways
of the counties.
Pathways to prosperity.
That's right. Yeah. So we had three of our programs, our welding program, our mechatronics program, and our health sciences program were certified or recognized. So we were really proud about that. Getting ready to, we got a give grant, $1 million give grant through our TCAT.
Wow.
So, we're going to have a machine tool technology class in our high school to, go along with our robotics program that we've started. So, we're excited about that. And, our school board was just recognized as the Tennessee School Board of the Year last month.
Outstanding. Well, you've got a good group of people to work with.
That's right. So we're got some good things going.
You really do. And, it's sort of a sign of the times that you can talk about a high school curriculum that includes robotics and things like that. It's just we live in a very advanced society, and kids today are learning some cool things.
They are. They're really, trying to really be on the cutting edge, I think, and students need that now and want that, and employers need that and want that. So we're trying to give it to them.
Well, you are, and I know you've been recognized. The mechatronics program that you offered was leading edge. You were out ahead of the rest of the state in a lot of ways in developing that mechatronics program. We'll talk more about it in a minute.
Okay.
But how many students do you serve in Warren County?
Well, right now we serve about 6,250 is what our ADM K-12. We've got, of course, special ed students age 3 and 4 that we're serving now as well. We've got a couple of private schools that we serve, and then we have 180 that's in our pre-K program. So all in all, we're around 6,500. So not as large as Putnam County, but enough to keep us busy, that's for sure.
And enough to keep you awake at night, nights of the year.
That's true.
Well, I imagine you get a few phone calls on snow days, one way or the other.
Absolutely. I think they're forecasting some snow for tomorrow,
so
I guess we'll be busy.
I imagine. Well, you've got a great faculty, too. Talk a bit about your faculty and the folks that work in your school system.
Well, we've got a great group. I think we've got a great team. We try to make sure that those that are coming into our school system that we support so that we keep them. A few years ago, we really put intentionally an induction program in place. So we have an induction coordinator that works with our new teachers for a full year when they're in our system to make sure that, you know, we're supporting them, not just throwing them out to, you know, sink or swim, but really trying to support them. And we subscribe to, you know, the professional learning community philosophy. So we work within teams, within our schools, and really try to, you know, support those that we have, because, you know, we do have a lot of trouble recruiting staff. But the ones that we do have, we want to nurture, we want to keep. We also have a leadership program that we started a few, 3 years ago now. So we've kind of groomed some school leaders as well. So we're trying to keep those that we have with us and kind of keep them in Warren County, and then recruit every year. We're coming down to Tech and MTSU and UTC and all the job fairs trying to recruit teachers. It's tough right now.
Statewide, it's tough recruiting, well, and pretty much nationwide.
Right.
It's a challenge recruiting teachers. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, we've talked about the, of course, the pay and the things that we're asking teachers to do now. You know, we've really tried to improve our you know, our benefits and our pay, and that's something that we're trying to be competitive with. And, you know, we all compete for the, you know, the same people, especially, you know, if you're a math teacher and in anywhere now, you know, you can pretty much be guaranteed a job. And, you know, so we try to do the best we can to, you know, to put the best benefit package and the best salary package and to, you know, reward them. You know, a lot of times you'll see that teachers, you know, it's not all about the pay. It's really about, you know, the culture that you're working in. So,
and it's such a rewarding thing. My mother was a teacher, and obviously I was a teacher my whole career too.
Yeah.
And so it's rewarding, but the teachers face a lot of challenges
today too. They do.
And it's just a bit of a different environment than it used to be.
Right.
But still, there are jobs in every county, and it's a great career to be able to work. And I know folks, many of them don't realize teachers get there early and stay late and then grade papers at night. And
right. Work all summer long. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot out there that, you know, that 10-month schedule's, you know, just kind of the student schedule. That's not necessarily the teacher schedule.
So. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking about education matters today with Bobby Cox, the director of schools for Warren County. And Bobby, I know you engage in planning all of the time. That's just something that a director of schools never gets too far away from. But what are some of the things on your horizon in the planning process, budgets or facilities or changing demographics? What kind of things does your planning group talk about the most?
Well, we have a strategic plan like most school districts have, and, you know, it encompasses all of those things. Right now, we're in the midst of renovating or upgrading two of our elementary schools. I have two projects going on right now. One is nearing completion, and one should be completed through this year and before school starts. So we've had a building program that we've really looked at and worked on. We're also had a just are also finishing up in November a $9 million energy project where we've pulled a lot of our old outdated HVAC units out, changed all of our lighting, every bulb in the system to LED lighting.
Wow.
And are really seeing a residual effect. We're saving now on our electric bill somewhere around $17,000 a month. Just in those changes. So,
isn't that amazing?
So that's gonna pay over time.
Yes.
The $9 million project. So we should be net zero on that. But you know, the facilities, keeping our facilities updated is really a big issue for us. We don't build many new schools, but we try to, you know, keep them updated and keep them for a long time.
And technology is something you end up buying every couple of years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was just talking before I came in here with my technology director. Our county commission this year funded us to replace 3,250 computers.
Wow.
So we're in that process now, so, you know, selling the older ones and surplusing those and getting the new ones in. So, you know, those type of things, along with, you know, health services and things of that type, are always something ongoing.
Well, we are talking to Bobby Cox about education matters. And obviously, education involves students. What kind of challenges do you see the most of in students? What's really the challenge a student faces today?
Well, you know, a lot of times we'll see we can't offer universal pre-K. That's one of the things we see some of our students that are coming in that may not have the skills that we need them to have. We find that once we get them in, you know, that they progress pretty quickly. So we try to really work on those foundational, the reading skills that we need to make sure our students are reading by third grade. And that's been an Upper Cumberland goal for all of us. And, you know, I was down here last week actually talking to my colleague Jerry Boyd about, you know, some of the things they're doing in Putnam County Schools to help us really look at our learning walks and what's going on in classrooms that they're doing. We're trying to mimic some of those things. So some of the things that we see as far as academics are really just, you know, reading skills. That's what we focus on most, you know, core academics, you know, math skills. And that's where we kind of struggle. But that's where we focus, spend most of our time.
And that's probably true for almost every county in the Upper Cumberland. Some of the same common challenges.
Right. Well, and it's good to have a good group to work with. You know, we work regularly together, meet regularly together. And, you know, I think there's a lot of good things going on in our area, and we all collaborate, and that's a good thing to do. You know, we're not, we're trying to solve the problems as a team, not just, you know, one single person.
Absolutely. And yeah, the Upper Cumberland School Directors Council, whatever it's called now, that's
right.
What it was a few years ago anyway.
Right.
But you folks, you have a lot of fun together. I mean,
right.
You enjoy seeing each other, but
absolutely.
You do some hard business while you're there, too.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. And we can pick up I can pick up the phone and call any one of them, and they can call me, and we can have those discussions. And, again, it's just good to have people that you can really talk to.
Yeah, it is. Well, not every child comes from the best economic and home environment, too.
Right.
That's not the child's fault, but it's just a fact of life these days, isn't it?
Right. We do have, we do offer, you know, free lunch and free breakfast through the community eligibility program in our district. We have a couple of schools that are 90%, you know, economically disadvantaged. And, you know, on average, we're somewhere around 50% when we pull all of our schools in. So we have some issues that we deal with economic, you know, issues. But we also have, you know, a family resource center that we're able to help schools with. We have a great community that helps out with those things, you know, everything from school supplies to clothing, and started a Coats for Kids project through our Rotary Club, giving away over 1,000 coats.
Wow.
In the last year or so. So, you know, that's our community helps us out quite a bit.
Well, that's great. And having the community supporting the school system is just a really important, not just in an adopt-a-school setting, but
right.
In so many other ways, too.
Absolutely. It takes a village.
Well, it does. Well, this is Local Matters. We are going to take a quick break and then be back for the second half with Bobby Cox, the Director of Schools for Warren County Schools.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking about education matters with Bobby Cox. Bobby, we hear a lot these days about the phrase college and career ready. What does that mean at Warren County Schools?
Well, in our mission statement, we put in there that we're one team with one goal, to have high levels of learning for all students. And that means making sure that they are career ready or college ready, whatever they want to do when they leave. So we do have, AP programs. We have dual enrollment programs in our high school, so students who want to go that academic path can. We talked a little bit about our mechatronics robotics program, which is really something that our business community needs, because about 50% of our students are going to go into the workforce, and we want them to be career ready.
Absolutely.
With Eurozu, which is one of our main industries there, it's a tier one supplier for Nissan. They need welders. That's why we have a welding program. They use 1,200 robots every day. That's why we have a robotics program. They donated two robotic welders to us, and set them up for $75,000 a piece to train on, so that people can learn to troubleshoot them. Mm-hmm. So, the machine tool that we're getting ready to put in, that was another industry-driven course, because our machine tool folks said they couldn't find labor. So now we're really working now. We just rolled out a homeschool and a school to work program that is going to hopefully allow students to, if they have barriers, that they can take 4 hours of coursework online. That's
great.
Governed by our high school, and then they can go to work. So I've got a meeting Friday with our industry folks to see, what their level of interest is on that, so that they can have labor there. So when, college and career ready means for us, any student leaves our high school is eligible and ready to do whatever they want to do in life.
And that's really important, because not everybody's going to immediately go to college, but even if they go to work at whatever company, if they're good, the company's eventually going to want them to go back and get some more education.
Right.
And it may be at a college of applied technology or a community college or a university, but they're ready for all of that if they've gone through the school system.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Now, as part of that, you mentioned the county school directors a minute ago, and I know you folks also meet, at least a select group of you, on the Highlands Workforce Development Task Force, and you guys talk about these kind of issues a lot, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's a good group made of not only school folks but business folks as well, Chamber of Commerce. So it's good to have all of those people in the room, and good to get a perspective of what's going on in our area. And, I'm glad that they were able to pull Warren County kind of into that Highlands group. And I've learned a lot from it, and, learned that we also kind of face the same issues as far as labor goes. But also, we can try to solve, again, those problems as a group and, develop a workforce in the Upper Cumberland that meets all needs. We got on the air, I had to go to Nashville today, and there's a lot of Warren County cars going to Murfreesboro, and I'm sure there's probably a lot coming to Putnam County too. So we share that workforce now.
Yeah,
I think
we do. Mm-hmm. I think it's a regional workforce, and that workforce development group at the Highlands understands that and tries to get the regional industry and all the colleges and universities and the county school systems and the private schools together to talk about common needs. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something early called Pathways to Prosperity. Mm-hmm. There are a number of pathways that Highlands group focuses on, and education is one of them, getting people to come into the teaching profession. Mm-hmm. But there's also a pathway in healthcare, and there's a pathway in IT or computers, and there's an advanced manufacturing one.
Right.
You do work in mechatronics and in the advanced manufacturing one a lot, but what's happening in healthcare and IT and things like that too?
Well, healthcare, the two major industries in Warren County are manufacturing and healthcare. Those are where the jobs are right now. Like I said, in our high school, we've tried to meet those needs to develop programs like mechatronics and robotics and machine tool and welding that support that industry. But we also have a health science program as well, where we have a clinical internship. We have students that are working on their CNA, and they're able to go into our hospital. We partner with River Park Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We partner with them, so they're able to go in there. And Raintree, which is a nursing home in our area. So those students are getting hands-on, learning hands-on in those two facilities. And hopefully when they leave us, they'll have a CNA where they can, be a certified nursing assistant and get a job in one of those facilities, which those facilities need people. So we partner with those people as well. And, we partner with Ben Lomond Telephone on our IT end. We have students that work in their call center are getting experience with that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to hit all of those areas that's in the Highlands, pathway area, but also, that are in our area as well.
Well, it's a great concept, and a lot of times I hear Lillian Hartgrove especially use a concept of on and off ramps that say, right, in today's world, you really don't get too far away from education.
Right.
You may be on a manufacturing pathway, but every now and then you take an off ramp and get a little more maybe technical education, but you get more absolutely education too. So.
Well, absolutely. There's got to be those jumping off points to make sure that, students can get enough education to get the job that they want. But, it's a constant learning process now. If you go to Bridgestone Tire, they're changing, technology almost on a daily basis. So you've got to keep up.
It's hard for me to keep up on the technology side, especially.
True.
It seems like my 7-year-old granddaughter grandson can do a lot more than I can with that kind of technology. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Bobby Cox, and we're talking about education issues in the Upper Cumberland. And one thing we haven't talked much about, Bob, is extracurricular activity.
Mm-hmm.
Student athletes are one type of that, but extracurricular activity is important to a student.
Oh, sure.
In addition to the classroom, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to have a well-rounded, school experience, I think. We have a, try to do that as well. We don't have as many options there, but we do have, of course, instrumental music and our band. And actually, after I leave here tonight, our choir's performing at our theater downtown.
Wow.
They're getting ready to, I think, leave, and I think they're actually meeting Baxter High School students, and they're on their way to Disney.
Oh, wow.
To perform at the candlelight processional there.
Boy, that'll be a neat experience.
So they've done that for the last 5 years, and it's been a really good experience. So that's something that students may not have the opportunity to do on their own. But we try to have a lot of clubs and, community clubs as well as service clubs. And, of course, our athletics, we have, a lot of athletics as well. And, try to get students involved in something, outside of just the regular school day.
Well, and it teaches them leadership, and it teaches them being part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally they learn they may not be able to depend on their their teammate as much as they thought they could.
That's true. It's a good experience. I think athletics, I played sports. Both my daughters played sports, and they learn a lot from that. So I think it's a lot more than just the competing aspect, but making sure that you're there on time, just like you need to be at work on time.
Yeah.
And, you give your best effort just like you do there. So they can transfer a lot of those things.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of life learnings in those extracurricular things. And student athletes are they're students first. They got to be good in the classroom or they can't qualify for the team.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they put in a lot of extra hours, don't they?
They sure do.
They learn time management doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's workouts, every day. My daughter, again, she played soccer and she's playing softball now. So she goes to school and then goes back to practice at 5:00 and then has to come home, get her schoolwork. And, she's also in the choir. So she has to go practice, on Sunday nights after church on that. So, there's a lot of time spent, by those students. They do a great job.
And they really learn how to manage a budget of a time budget,
that's
if nothing
true.
Else.
That's true.
And once they get that driver's license, they can do a little bit of this on their own. But up till then, mom and dad contribute a lot to.
That's right. Those driver's licenses help out quite a bit. You know, that's good. You worry about them, but it does help out quite a bit. Do.
Well, we've been talking to Bobby Cox, the director of schools for Warren County. Bobby, it's been an honor to have you with us today.
Well, Dr. Bale, it's always a pleasure. We really appreciate working with you, your time in tech, and still even today. So we really appreciate you as well.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.